Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no.
Because we worked out the garage, we did a new floor, right?
BJ.
All my toolboxes, everything's outside, surrounded by garbage cans, all kinds of mops, brooms.
So you just have a freezer plugged in on
the
front lawn.
Like a full-time garage sale at my house.
Jamie.
And it is plugged in?
Yeah, it's plugged
in.
Oh,
my God.
There's an extension cord that runs around the front of the house to the side of the house.
That's awesome. I mean, oh, my God.
Last night, I had to go out to get some ravioli.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, howdy. Howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free. And we're there live all over America. You'll get the podcast after the program. It's a good app. Put it on your phone. Good morning, Jamie.
What a sad night.
It was a sad night.
You know,
it?
Dave Frazier, you know what? He is the man.
Goat.
He called it.
He's the goat.
He said, listen, you're not going to be able to see the Northern Lights. Yeah. And then some of the other news anchor people said, yeah, you will. And guess what? Dave Frazier, you're the man.
Hands down, Dave Frazier.
Yeah.
He kills it. Nails it. I mean, it's sad that he did.
You're right.
Because we didn't get to see it.
No.
But he was right.
He was right.
He leveled with us.
He gave us the truth.
Jamie
he
White.
He's like, it's not going to happen, friends.
My wife and Frog decided to go out last night about 8 o'clock. They got all their little, you know, gear on, got the cameras, took a little hike, and they were gone for about an hour, came back so depressed.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything anywhere.
Frog come rolling in. He's like, it's too cloudy, Dad. I said, I tried to tell you, Dave Frazier said that.
Dave Frazier said so.
You know, you people at my house need to be Dave Frazier fans.
By golly.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, it's Thursday.
What's up? Thursday.
It is.
Yeah, little Friday. Very happy.
It is. We have a big tote bag drop tomorrow morning.
Yep.
We're going to do that near DU. Just going to tell you outright, the King Supers over there at DU is where we're going to be.
Nice.
We'll be there at 7:30. That's Carson, Tricky Vicky, and the crew. Bunch of bags to give away. So that's coming up. Let's see here. Alice in Winterland code.
Yep.
We have a code coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, Jamie.
I know.
Yeah. That's going to be a big show.
It is.
It's going to be fun.
I always wonder who picks these code words don't say what it is, but there's some weird ass code words sometimes. Who picks these code words?
They're a sponsor.
No. I mean, I'm sure that item is, but it doesn't say that sponsor's name.
But I'm just saying that's why it's there.
I know, but it doesn't make any sense to anybody.
I'm just saying.
I mean, nobody knows that.
No. Well,
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, if I don't know, then the common person that listens to the show doesn't put it together either.
8 o'clock this morning, you'll get a code
just
word.
Just go with
a
me.
Goofy
it's a
code
weird
word.
Code word. Yeah.
I thought yesterday was.
Yeah, that one
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
What was that pertain to?
I have no idea. You're asking
that
the wrong guy.
That threw me for a loop. Yeah. I'm like, Breck? Breckenridge? What are we doing?
That's
here?
What I thought.
Maybe because it opened or something. By the way, I think Vale opens this weekend, I think.
Do they?
I think so.
I would assume they were already open.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see how much a day ticket is? A day pass? I mean, just one day.
No.
Skiing at Vale. One
let me
day.
Guess. Let me guess. Okay. Let me guess. Since you said it like that, $175?
$320.
Wow.
I was off.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they wrote, you know what they said? They said, but if you plan in advance and give us a little, then you can get it for $311.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah they'll knock off of you.
But it's Vail. They do it to keep the riffraff out.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I think it's gone up every year. I mean, all these ski resorts are so expensive. $320, and I know it's because they want to get people to buy the Icon Pass and the Epic Pass and all the passes. But, you know, if you only go once or twice, you're not going to pay $1,700 for an Icon, Epic Pass, whatever pass.
No.
That's wild. No.
Right?
And I think most people
$20
that head up the mountain to go skiing, you're probably not going to select Vail to begin with, you know? Local people here, you know?
Yeah, if you just want to go quick up.
Yeah, quick up. You're up there to Loveland or you hit Breckenridge or something like that. But that's pretty high price, man, because if I go skiing, I'm only on the mountain like once or twice.
I know.
And I'm done.
It's ridiculous.
I'm done.
They open on Friday, by the way.
Friday, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Tomorrow. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show just getting started. It is a Thursday. The week's almost over,
yay!
Man. We've done it. We've almost made it through. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back. BJ and Jamie, hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. And man, this weather's crazy. 70 degrees again today.
I know.
Wow.
It is nuts. We were talking about this because we were... We're planning on our girls' Christmas party, right? And and so then we were talking. One of my girlfriends has a place up in Keystone, I think. Breck, I don't know, wherever. One of the places. So she has a house up there. So we were talking about going up there and having the party up there. But then somebody said, well, what about the weather? You know, if we're only going to stay up there one night, that's kind of... And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't even thought about like snowy roads.
Yeah.
It hasn't even come to my mind about snowy roads.
That's
and
because
like,
we're so detached from it right now.
Exactly. That's
all
I
this
mean,
weather.
It hasn't even... hit me that like, oh yeah.
We're averaging 18 degrees above normal every single day. Again, today, tomorrow, the next day. Look at the forecast.
Now, here's
73
what I did.
Today.
I heard a rumor. Now, what? I don't know if it's true.
What's the rumor?
I heard a rumor that on Wednesday, perhaps down here, we might see a snowflake.
Get out of here.
Then maybe.
Yep.
No, get out of here. No, get out that door right now.
We might.
You spread lies.
Yep.
We're going to stay in the 70s and 80s all the way through January.
Maybe so, but Wednesday we have a chance to see.
We do, really?
A little bitty, well, the way they put it is like a little bitty flake. Yeah. So
I'm fine with this 70 degrees.
It's kind of crazy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I know.
I like it. It's not starting to feel like, you know, Thanksgiving's here, but I still like it.
But that's the thing. Like, we can't even put our heads around, like, we have to think about I-70 traffic up to the hill. Yeah.
You know who's loving this? Golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
These places are getting to stay open.
They've got Water World.
No, they're closed.
No, they opened up. They opened up.
No, they're closed.
Back up. They opened back up. Yeah.
All right, today is a big day. Starbucks Red Cup Day is today.
Wait, I'm not over the bear cup yet. I'm still mad about the bear cup.
The bear glass.
Oh, yeah, they had a bear cup, did they, last week?
The bear glass.
Yeah, people, the bear gets pushed to the side today.
No, but people were fighting in the restaurant. People were fighting
that
outside.
That was all mayhem. That
Wasn't
was wild.
Wasn't that dumb over a stupid glass bear cup?
Well,
they were literally like tearing each other eyeballs out.
It's going to get worse. Today's supposed to be the busiest day of the year for Starbucks. Oh. People love the red cup.
Yeah, that bear cup, though. That's too close to the bear cup. You know, they should have separated a little bit.
Yeah, but the bear in the spring, when they come out of hibernation,
yeah,
you know, where
idea.
It makes sense. Well, here's something else that's happening with Starbucks today. They go on strike.
Oh.
On the day of Red Cup. Now, that's the way you do it. You pick the busiest day of the year, and you go on strike. That's the way you handle this
but
thing,
I
right?
But I feel like people don't fight over the red cup. I mean, I feel like, but I don't know enough about it. Maybe you do, Carson. Like, does everybody get one of those?
I mean, it's a frenzy. People do like to collect them. I mean, it's definitely a thing, but they're not going to punch each other in the face like they did with the bear. Yeah.
They say the lines are going to be way out the door today. It's going to be a long wait.
It's popular.
Now, do you think that people, because this bear thing happened, what, last week? About 10 days ago. Do you think that people really are going on eBay and buying them for $1,000?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Not a chance.
Right?
No, I think people list them.
Yeah.
But they don't get them sold. I mean, that's a bunch of crock. Yeah, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I don't go to Starbucks. I can't. I've never drank a Starbucks of you.
Oh, yeah. I always get, what's the T word?
Tentra.
Yeah, Tentra, black iced tea, no sugar, and a plain bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, you get the Tetris?
The Tetris, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, it's like $83 for a bagel and an iced tea.
And it's delicious, isn't it?
It's so good.
Oh, all right. Here's the strike story with Starbucks today on Red Cup Day.
Red Cup Day at Starbucks is one of pride and celebration.
Pride.
But it's also a day of rallying and picketing for the unionized baristas at some of their stores. They say their union demands for better working conditions and take-home pay.
You know, I love strikes, Jamie.
I love strikes. I know.
And man, these people are doing it right. You pick Red Cup Day, and I've even got your slogan ready. I've got Starbucks sucks, no Red Cup. Starbucks sucks.
Oh, that's a good
no
one.
No Red Cup.
That's very, yep.
I've been working on this.
Really? That's what you came up with?
Hey, on this lottery thing that we're about to be a part of tomorrow night, I'm feeling lucky, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because we got so many numbers right last time.
Well, I've had a couple of things. I found some of that money on that unclaimed property. Okay,
right.
That's lucky, right?
Yeah.
I also got to cash in last night on a little bit of money on betting.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit something last night. And then yesterday, my son and I, Frog and I, went by Krispy Kreme Donut, and the hot light was on.
Whoa, it is a good day. That is good.
Those are all signs.
Okay. Is that not omens right there?
My God.
I cashed in our ticket, and we got $20.
$20.
Yep.
Somebody said, please don't ever ask Carson how to pronounce anything. He just makes you sound dumb.
Why?
It's Trenta.
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 Oh, I thought it was Tetra. Well, whatever. Save that. Whatever.
I thought it was Tetris. So you're off the hook, man. I'm dumber than you. Get that.
Oh, my God.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right. From the complaint text line at 303-222-5423 or 303-22-ALICE, let's go right to, because it seems like a lot of complaints this morning. Can you guys please get rid of that idiot traffic guy, Michael McGauley? There is literally no C-470 in Green Acres. At least not from my standpoint. I even Google mapped it to see what the hell he was talking about. Nope, there's no such thing. I'm a Colorado native and no C-470 and Green Acres. Also, why is everything a highway to him? Highway 70. It's making me crazy. Okay. Number two. Hi, you guys. I hit up my Starbucks every morning on the way to work when they open at 5 a.m. Usually, I'm the first one there. Today, I could not believe the line once I got there. 5 freaking a.m. Come on, greedy people. I'm not greedy. Greedy. Greedy people. It's a freaking plastic cup. The barista was surprised when I declined the red cup she handed me. And I've never gotten one, and I still won't. Okay.
Check that out. 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Yeah, lined up, man. Yep. Out the door for a red cup.
A red plastic cup.
Big day for Starbucks.
For those bears, they were lined up at like 4 a.m.
I know.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was insane. And fighting.
Yeah.
And, you know, and be careful because we do know there's a lot of scams with that glass bear cup. If you look at the ones that are available for $25, they don't have the Starbucks logo on them.
Exactly. And on the beanie. They don't have the Starbucks yet on the beanie.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, there's also a sticker, the logo on the belly.
Gotcha. They don't have it on there. And so just be aware.
They're fake?
Yeah, they're
frauds.
They're frauds.
You don't want a fraud bear.
No, you don't. It's got to have the Starbucks name on it. Anyway, all right. Did you guys see what Russell Wilson says he's doing now?
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, he needs the money.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Russell Wilson has made $315 million in his career so far. Let me re-say that. $315 million in his career thus far.
$200 million from the Broncos.
Yeah.
And so now that he's been benched, he joined Cameo. Here it is, number one.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here. I'm super, super excited about doing something I've been wanting to do for years. You guys have been asking for inspirational videos about faith, life, sports, anything you guys need, come your way. Unlimited videos on Cameo. Let's go.
Who's been asking for it?
That's what my thought was.
Who's been asking?
You guys have been asking for it for quite a while now. Probably you, right? It was you?
Yeah. I don't know who I'd give it to. I don't know who I'd get Russell Wilson to do a big shout out for me that I'd buy it for. What's, maybe Grandpa Gus?
What's ridiculous is they start at $333.
Yeah. His due?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is ridiculous money. $333 for something inspirational? Come on. My God. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? There's so much about this Harry and Meghan thing. Okay, so that all switched around. We thought that the Kardashians had cut Harry and Meghan out of the pictures on Instagram because they were embarrassed about him. But that's not what happened at all. It's all wrong. It's all different. So here's what happened. Harry and Meghan did not want pictures of themselves posted anywhere on social media because the next day was Day of Remembrance for Britain, and Day of Remembrance is kind of like Veterans Day is here, and so it made them look completely insensitive to dress up, go to Kris Jenner's big party during the Day of Remembrance. In fact, Harry had the little poppy on his lapel, which is the symbol for Day of Remembrance. And so they asked the Kardashians to scrap all those pictures and take them down because it looks so insensitive. Now, here's what Harvey Levin had to say. He was like, dude, you guys knew it was Day of Remembrance. You got all dressed up. You went to Kris Jenner's birthday party. You knew exactly what you were doing, right? And guess what? Guess who's getting the most publicity out of Kris Jenner's birthday?
Them.
Them. It's all contrived.
Not only that, you know, do you think they're just that stupid? Because it makes them look really bad. This makes them look bad that they went out because they tried to hide. It's what they tried to do.
Right.
That they basically tried to hide a Day of Remembrance, and they're going to go party anyway, but we just don't want anybody to know. They look like shysters.
I guess on the invite, you could like select if you wanted your pictures to be published, and they put no. And I guess the Kardashians didn't notice that they had put no, please do not publish any photos. And so they had to take them down immediately because they had asked not to.
If the Day of Remembrance means that much to you, you shouldn't have gone to the party.
Well, that's what Harvey said.
You should have just stayed home.
That's what Harvey said.
Because you look like a total fraud.
That's what Harvey said.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, not just Harvey, but everybody can see this.
That's what Harvey said.
These two, I swear.
I know, but he has a great point, which is, guess who's being talked about the most out of this entire party? Like, this is what they always want anyway, is publicity, yep. And they got it. I mean, the biggest names on the planet were there. And who am I talking about? These two yahoos. My God. Speaking of yahoos, you got to give it to those Kardashians and the Jenners for being amazing marketers. Did you see that Kim Kardashian's Skims now is worth $5 billion?
Woo!
That's insane.
Woo! Lordy.
My God.
That's pretty cool.
This year alone, they're expected to generate more than $1 billion in sales. They were founded in 2019. Their valuation is $5 billion. I mean, we already had Spanx. I can't believe there's $5 billion more dollars available. Like, if I would have looked at this business model, I would have been like, hey, look, as far as shapewear, Spanx already owns it, number one. Then there's all these knockoff brands that are more affordable. You're not going to have any kind of room to get in there. She showed that wrong. Now, $5 billion worth.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know anybody that wears Skims, but they obviously are a great product, right?
It's working.
Must not be junk.
It's working, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of Kim Kardashian, she says that she doesn't want to date after her horrible experience with Kanye and the divorce. It seems less appealing to date, and that she's totally content. And it's just too much. She's just, I'm comfortable in my single life, focused on my children and my career. And, you know, I don't need it.
Did you see the tweet of her reading that that text that she got from Snoop Dogg or the voicemail?
Yeah, I thought that was sweet. Yeah.
You could smoke or not at the party.
I like that.
I thought that was cool.
I know. So what he's talking about is Snoop Dogg left Kim Kardashian a voicemail saying, hey, listen, I want to go to your mom's birthday party, and I have a present for her, but I just want to be respectful and know if I can smoke there or not.
Carson, can you get that?
That is sweet.
Grab it. It's great.
Yeah, it's
great.
So sweet.
It's a voicemail. It's his voice.
Yeah, it is. It's super sweet.
It's great.
Super sweet. And as we mentioned yesterday, finally, the penny is no longer. By the way, don't freak out if you have a bunch of pennies and you know, jugs and stuff, because it says, although no new pennies will be minted for general circulation, the billions and billions that are already in use will remain legal tender indefinitely. So they're still worth value. So don't freak out.
They're worth a penny.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
By the way, speaking of Meghan Markle, there's a scandal about her this morning, too.
What's that?
A candle scandal.
A candle scandal? Oh, no.
She mailed out a bunch of candles, $64 a pop, and she forgot to put the wick in.
Oh, no!
We'll talk about it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app all over America and on the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. The government shutdown officially over. It's done, kaput. Whew! Those days are behind us.
Until January, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Until... So people back to work. Government's giving you your stamps, your food stamps. Air traffic controllers are back. They're saying everything should be close to normal by Monday.
I hope that they get their back pay quickly.
Man, me
because,
too.
I mean, I watched this whole thing about these air traffic controllers. Dear God, they hardly get any time off. I didn't know this because they're so understaffed in normal times. Even in normal times, they're understaffed. And the fact that they haven't gotten any money, and she was saying, the one air traffic controller, she said, you know, I get like an hour off, and what I've been spending my time on is calling creditors, telling them, please, you know, don't take my apartment, don't evict me. You know, all this stuff. I have the money as soon as they back pay me. So that is a tough time.
It's been a tough 40 days.
Yeah,
okay, for everybody that didn't get paid. I don't care who you are, right? These air traffic controllers, man, I couldn't do it. I have too much ADHD. I wouldn't be able to pull it off.
I
admire them.
That could, you know,
I mean,
honestly.
The stress level has to be incredible for that job, right?
No kidding.
All right, well, that's the good news. We're back. We're back as of last night. It all got signed over, and we're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving as of today.
Yeah, and by the way, I feel like Carson doing the 20th or 29th, I can't, 20th annual Christmas tree lighting at the outlets at Castle Rock. I feel like on Saturday you could officially turn on your lights. Your Christmas lights.
I agree.
Right?
Saturday's the day.
It's the kickoff.
Yeah.
All right. I got to get on it.
Yeah. So we have all the details, by the way, of the 20th annual Christmas tree lighting at the outlets at Castle Rock. Like I said, Carson will be there. It's always a big deal down in Castle Rock, down that way in Castle Rock. It's huge. And then I was thinking, like, when do we turn on our lights? Saturday it is.
Saturday's a good day.
The holiday season.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of people have flipped on lights already, but Saturday officially starts it off, right?
That's what I feel like.
It's hard to believe the holiday is here.
I love
2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Pretty cool.
All right, Alice in Winterland's coming up December 6th. We have a code word for you coming up at 8 o'clock. If you want to win your free tickets, you can obviously buy tickets. Just go to alice1059.com. But Alice in Winterland, code word, 8 o'clock this morning. All right, quickly here, the Meghan Markle candle scandal. $64 candle sent out with no wick.
You know... Can I just tell you guys something that was, it's really honest. I'm just going to tell you the honest to truth. So I almost bought you guys the jam sets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We would have loved that.
I thought it would be funny for the show and stuff, but then I don't know what happened. Like, this is how sore I am, quote unquote, if you will. I was like, I don't want to give her that money. I mean, even though it is funny and be great for the show, like, I couldn't find it in my soul to give her the money.
You know what? Reached out. Reach down, reach down deep in your soul, and go ahead and do it, Jamie, because it's funny.
It is
good
funny.
For the show.
I know,
okay?
But
I know
I
you
just,
can't pull the trigger, because you're giving the Royals some cash.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
Because I was like, oh, this will be so funny. I'll give them both the jam sets, right? That'll be that hilarious.
Would be, that would be hysterical.
Right.
I would love that.
But I know, but I just, you guys, it was like, I started to put my credit card in, and I was like, what am I doing? This girl that I'm not really the biggest fan of, I'm giving her money.
I think some people feel that way about Skims, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't
sure.
want to give cash to the Kardashians,
yeah.
right?
Yep. So,
or at least that's the way I feel about it.
I agree
it, right?
with you.
All right, listen to this. This is a podcaster. He ordered some of the candles, right? And he's on the air. He's opening up his candle that he got from Meghan Markle.
Let's open it. No. You guys... You guys, there's no wick. There's no wick, right? Am I crazy? What? Where's the thing that I light? This has to be a joke. No, I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. This, you guys, this isn't a stunt.
They're calling it the candle scandal.
And it's $65, like you said.
It's 65?
Yeah.
65?
Yeah.
64 or 63?
Oh, 64, yeah.
I don't know. $64.95,
it doesn't
probably.
Matter, yeah.
It doesn't
but
matter.
It's
candles that expensive?
You know.
I know. Over at Ace Hardware, yeah. where I get my candles.
Wait, what?
My wife, whenever I go to Ace Hardware to get like light bulbs or a filter for the heater or whatever, she makes me buy two candles.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they run like $16-$17 over there. Well, and I thought that was extremely high. So $64 for a Marco candle?
That is
with
really
no
high.
Wick.
Yeah.
With no wick.
Yeah. Oh my God.
These two buffoons, they can't do anything right, can they?
Well,
everything they do, they look bad.
I know, and I think, I don't know, I just, it's something about her, and I don't know what it is, because I don't know if she's done like a lot to us, right? But it's what they did to the royal family.
Let's
I think,
listen to this
right?
one more time. Yeah, I think so. I think you know what really bothers me, and this is just for me, okay? They scream they don't want the publicity.
Yes, that's it. There, you nailed it.
And they won't stay out of the limelight.
Yep.
And they're such hypocrites.
Yep.
And that, I think that's what sticks with me. And that's why I don't care for them, right?
No, that you nailed it.
Yeah, I think. All right, listen again. The guy gets his Meghan Markle candle, and he's opening it up on his podcast.
Let's open it. No. You guys. You guys, there's no wick. There's no wick, right? Am I crazy? What? Where's the thing that I light? This has to be a joke. No, I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. This, you guys, this isn't a stunt.
That's crazy.
It is.
$65 for a stinking candle, man. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, this is great.
I've said it. I say it every year.
I you know me, Jamie. I can't remember from day to day, from year to year.
It's
impossible.
I see it every year.
Oh, okay. We mentioned the candle scandal. Yeah. Okay, no wick in that candle.
There's no wick in Meghan Markle's
Jamie
scandal.
Jamie tells me off there. She goes, I got a candle
no,
pick.
No, I tell you every year this
oh, you
candle.
Do? Same one?
Yes, yeah, same one.
Every year.
Every year.
For the past 14 years, you've told me this.
Well, probably the past, let's see here. So my son is, it's probably the last 5 years because I bought it and my kid loved it. And this is a guy, right? And it's because it's not sweet. It's just.
Is it the scent?
It's the scent.
That really?
And it's just the whole thing.
Is it manly?
You know what it is? It's a vibe.
Is it musk?
It's a vibe. I send it to him to college once every 6 months because it reminds him of home. And maybe you remember that 21 Pilots song where it says, if I could make a candle and make it smell like my house, right? I'd only make one. Do you know that song with 21 Pilots where they're talking about their childhood?
We play it?
Yes, we play it.
Get the hell out of here.
If I made a candle.
I got to listen more.
Because don't you have a smell that reminds you of home?
Yeah, it's not good. Liquor.
Oh, no!
Yeah, he was a drinker, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know if they make that candle.
Reminds me at home. Every time I smell it.
I don't know if they make the whiskey candle.
Usually Jim Beam. Jack, not so much. Jim Beam. No, okay. Reminds me of home. Yeah. Then there's another smell that Camels.
The camp? What?
Cigarettes. Yeah. Granny was a smoker.
Okay, yeah. Well.
But it reminds me of home.
I wonder if they make that candle
Camels.
And maybe.
Camel. Do they make a Camel cigarette candle?
Camel cigarettes and Jim Beam. Combo?
A Beam candle?
Huh. You know what I think they call that? The reality candle.
All right, let's get to your pick. Okay,
of switches.
Enough of me and the smell of home, okay?
Oh, they do make a Jim Beam bourbon candle.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking
Carson,
at it
you got to buy that for Christmas for me, man. Come on. Get on it, Carson.
You want that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jim Beam candle.
Wow. Add to cart, $8.99.
Woo-hoo! You don't have to give me anything else. We're going to keep it low this year, remember?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we are.
We're not going all out this year.
Oh, my God.
We got crazy there for a while.
I know. Yeah, $8.99. Okay, all right, you're done.
Jim Beam candle.
And will you see if they have camel cigarette smell? Because then
we got a cigarette candle.
Because then I have him done for Christmas.
Right. They'll all have both. You know, if I light that, I swear, if I lit that here in the studio and that smell started rolling through here,
yeah,
I think I'd start crying.
Wow.
Because Granny's gone.
Beer and cigarette.
Beer
candle.
And cigarette.
Beer. No, I don't need the beer. It was liquor at home. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to
Can
your
Can I
kid.
Tell you, they have candles that smell like cigarettes.
Yeah, they do.
We're looking at them. They're 20% off.
Yeah. Yeah. His was Camel.
Oh, they even have candles shaped like cigarettes.
They do have candles.
I don't need that. It's the smell I'm going for, man. I don't need the look.
Wow, okay. We got you done. All right, you're
back
done.
Back to yours. Let's get back to your kid.
Okay, all so right, anyway.
Kid, your choice.
So my kid has always, he loves this candle. And so when you take like the mom likes it, the kid likes it, you feel like that's a universal smell, right? That everybody likes it. So it's Milk House Candle Company. It's Milk House Candle Company, and it comes in this like little milk jug. It looks like a little glass milk jug.
Okay.
So you can reuse it, right? So that's
cute and clever.
And it comes with a lid. Yeah. And so it's called Rake Pile Leap.
How do you spell that?
Rake, R-A-K-E.
Oh, rake.
Rake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pile, P-I-L-E.
Gotcha. Leap. Rake pile.
Rake pile leap. Like, you leap. Know, a pile.
Jump.
Like, get leap. Pile of yeah, leaps.
Yeah. Jump into it.
Yeah. And it's only $28 and it's 22 ounces.
Wow.
And I have back stock. But BJ's so weird. I don't know if we should buy him candles because he's like,
I don't like candles. I don't like open flames.
I don't like open flames.
They'll burn your house down, man. My wife, she'll start a candle on the counter in the kitchen, and then she'll go off to her office to work, and she'll be in there for a couple of hours, you know, and this candle's burning. Every time I go to the kitchen, I blow it out.
Okay.
But you guys are in the house.
She'll go back, and she'll light it again, and I'll blow it out. I don't like an open flame.
But here's what'll make you feel better, okay? If you don't like an open flame.
I don't like space heaters.
Well, heaters I get.
Yeah, that's.
An open flame.
Well, no, space heaters are different because they can fall over and burn your carpet or whatever and catch everything on fire. And they're.
So can a candle.
No, not if it's in the middle of the kitchen table on a plate.
Candle is self-contained.
What if you have a cat that knocks it over? Cat catches on fire. Cat leaps, jumps into a curtain. Before you know it, curtain's on fire. Curtain catches sofa on fire. Sounds like a song back and forth.
Don't get a cat.
What? I feel like you've watched, like, what's that one where the cat is under the Christmas tree and eats the wire?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I feel like you've watched too many Christmas Vacation movies.
I'm just saying.
You just put it on a plate.
Put it on a plate.
Even though it doesn't need it.
She puts it on a saucer.
Right. Okay, that's a plate.
Yeah.
It's part of the plate family.
I know the plate family, Jamie. I'm married to a pottery person. So I know my plates. Okay, so stop.
Well, so she's taking the precautions where it won't get too hot if it burns to the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. It's just in my head, that damn cat in the Christmas tree, man.
Oh, my God.
Nothing I can do.
Oh, Lord.
But I will tell you, you give me the Jim Beam and cigarettes candles. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be like it's home.
Somebody says, Jamie, you recommended that candle a while ago, the Rake Pile Leap, and it's my new favorite currently in my office at work, which I didn't think I would ever own.
All right, there's another one, too, okay? All right, let me tell you something. You should never light a candle at work. Okay, stop.
Yes, you can.
Stop.
Yes,
if you
can.
Want to do it at home,
no,
in your
can.
Bathroom,
don't listen
Jimmy
to him.
Says, no.
Yes, you can.
Do not be lighting candles at
but
work.
But just bring a saucer, part of the plate family.
There was a lady once, she worked in radio. She lit a candle on a Friday afternoon, left it, forgot about it, went home for the weekend, burned the radio station.
Oh, my God. How is that possible?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Somehow it caught a paperwork on her desk on fire or something.
Somebody have a fan on and some papers
know.
Picked up and like
blew into the candle.
What's possible is you left work with an open flame
That's
in
okay.
your cubicle.
That's okay.
No, it's not
That's
okay.
That's okay because in the milk jug it just burns down
and it stays.
Oh my God.
I'll bet you here they don't allow candles.
I bet they do.
I'll bet they don't.
I bet they do.
Our boss wouldn't think twice for if we
exactly. They're
brought
not
in a
freaks
candle.
Like you.
No, they actually did that like 5 or 6 years ago. They put that in.
Nobody did
but
that.
But they couldn't like candles.
You're just making that up.
Because
right
they had
now.
A lady that used to like him.
He's totally
I'm not making that up.
Well, you read the employee handbook?
Yeah. Here's BJ making crap up just to support his story of his weirdness.
Burn it to the ground.
They couldn't get there in time.
And if you got a cat, you don't need candles.
No, you
cats
don't.
And candles don't mix. They don't mix. Folks. You heard it here first.
Oh, Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On a Thursday. Oh, coming up at 8 o'clock, we got a code word for you. Alice in Winterland tickets to give away.
I want to make a public apology to BJ Harris.
Well, let me just sit back and take this in, if you don't mind. Man, where's my coffee? Public apology to BJ, because BJ was right, okay? This doesn't happen often, folks. That's why I'm kicking back right now.
Yeah,
put my feet up here.
Put
my feet up.
Hey, Jamie. BJ, this is from TextNATO, by the way, 303-22 House. Hey, Jamie, BJ was right. I once had a cat. And it sat on a lit candle, and it burned all his butt fur off.
Told you.
So,
I told you how it works.
I just
folks.
Thought the cats would be afraid of the heat and the flame, and they wouldn't get around it.
Everybody knows cats and candles don't mix.
I was like, they don't. They know that it's heat, and they know it's a flame, and they wouldn't. And nope, this lady, her cat sat right on the freaking candle.
Burned his arm.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Right.
And then I told you what happens. The sequence goes like this, Jimmy.
Okay.
Let me explain it one more time for candle lovers out there that's got cats,
okay,
all right?
Yep.
First of all, cats are curious, okay?
Yeah, are.
So the flame, they're curious. Mm-hmm. And then when they're over the curiosity of the cat, the flame, they turn to walk away, and that tail right against the flame.
It's like
before
a
you know
wick.
It, hers, it's on fire.
It's a
on
long
fire.
Wick, yeah.
What do they do? When your butt's on fire, you jump. So they into the curtain, and then the curtain's on fire.
Okay, all
then
right.
the curtain is next to the sofa.
That moment's over. It's over. We can move on. All right. I said you were right about cats and candles. We can move on.
Big old tote bag drop tomorrow morning at this time.
Yep, we're very excited about it.
Tomorrow morning. I'm going to tell you right now, King Super's over at DU's where you got
to
go.
Well, you're not supposed to tell that yet, but okay.
DU, King Super's, parking
right
lot. Carson, Tricky Vicky, they're all going to be there.
It's 7:30.
So, yeah.
Right?
With like 250 to 300 bags, right?
250.
Yeah. So be there tomorrow. Oh, by the way, did you see this? That unclaimed property thing that we announced yesterday?
Did you see some of the Facebook posts?
No.
People were like freaking out that we just, well, you, it was your idea, that you changed their life for giving that website out.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
I changed their life.
They changed, well, because they found thousands of dollars they didn't know they had out there.
Carson, can you find a few of those where BJ changed their lives so that we can read those on the air, if you don't mind? I'm on a roll right now, if you don't mind. Go ahead. So, just find a few. No. The ones that mentioned BJ.
I love this comment. Less than 50 cents.
Well, no, that's not the one I was talking about. I was talking about the ones that were...
But there are a lot that were like, thank you so much for sharing this. It opened my eyes, and I have a lot of money out there that I can claim.
Here's the one. I'm so grateful. I had no idea that I had $1,000 out there. Thank you so much for telling me about this.
You're welcome. You know, they had 750,000 hits.
Oh, did they really?
Yesterday on that website.
That's crazy.
750,000, they said.
Yeah. Because a lot of people went to it and they were, I mean, can you imagine, you know, things are tight right now, especially if you're a government worker or whatever, and then all of a sudden right before Christmas, you find out you have $1,000.
We had a single lady, I think it was a lady, single mom, I think it was, said she found $1,800. She's flat broke right now. Things not looking good, you know, with her job or whatever. And she found $1,800, changed her life yesterday.
I'm telling you, BJ, you're like a freaking angel today.
So I figure...
BJ the angel. Yeah.
Yeah.
With wings and stuff.
I had the cat information with cat and flames. They don't match, man.
Burned
they don't
his
mix.
Ass.
They don't mix. Now I'm giving money back.
My God.
I'm a good person.
You really are.
Yeah.
You...
So I thought I'd play it again today. Okay.
Yeah.
The website's on here and everything that we can do it again. Just so people know, go look. Who knows? You may have money that you don't know about.
It's amazing.
Here it is.
The state trying to return more than $2 billion in unclaimed cash and belongings to Colorado residents. One out of every 10 Colorado residents has unclaimed cash or personal items just waiting to be returned by the state.
Millions of dollars worth of precious belongings discovered inside abandoned bank safe deposit boxes, forgotten in family wills, or simply lost among belongings inside a home turned over to the bank. The vault also contains several military honors, including Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, and others. Unclaimed property can also include unpaid wages, utility refunds, uncashed checks, stocks, and investment returns.
Whoa. So banks hold on to items for 3 to 5 years before they're transferred to the state. If nobody steps forward to claim the military medals, the state will turn them over to the Veterans Administration.
All right, there you go. The website again is colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
You know what I thought was interesting is that Carson and I both have State Farm insurance, right? And so State Farm will say that you overpaid by like $3.
Yeah.
I have about, I don't know, on that side, I have about $10, $12, $2, $3 from State Farms over the years, right?
Yeah.
And then I could see what Carson pulled up. And he also had like $2, $3 from State Farm. I think it's like some kind of little thing they got going on.
Yeah, it's a nice little scam that they got.
So shady, doesn't it?
It does.
Just nickeling and diming
you. Yeah, exactly.
Tabloid Trash, next on the BJ Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you mind to give that website one more time? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, let me find it here. Okay. Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Okay. Because somebody just texted us. They said, WTF. What the fart? I just found $800 and I'm literally tearing up. Oh my
God. Wow.
$800 just before the holidays.
You know what you're like Jesus, but different. I mean, your shoes are the same.
Yeah,
but
I wear slides.
Yeah, you got the slides, the Jesus slides.
Well, I wouldn't compare me to him. But, that's a high pedestal. I'm a great guy, but I don't know if I'm that high.
Well, you got the same shoes.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know.
That is amazing.
It's pretty cool, though, that these people are finding this money. Now, I think that a lot of different companies, like these insurance companies and even healthcare seems to hold a lot of money that they owe you. So you can find on there some chunks of change that are owed to you. And that's perfect for this time of year.
Somebody said, hey, you guys, I know you just talked about the State Farm checks that are worth like $2 and $3 and $4. Please, for the love of God, will you guys cash those? I work in the accounting department for State Farm, and those checks that get uncashed are an accounting nightmare.
Wouldn't it be easier if you at State Farm didn't overcharge these people?
Exactly.
I think that would be the easiest route to go.
So guess what? I'm going to stick it to you. I'm not cashing those checks.
Yeah. So why not pay them back, but don't cash your $4 check. Make it a nightmare for them. That way they'll stop.
Well, now I kind of...
Hello?
I wasn't feeling like that, but okay. That's actually maybe a better angle. Because it is weird that Carson had the same thing. He had like 5 checks from State Farm. $2, $4, $8. I had the same thing. A bunch of $2, $4, $8, $9. You know, it's like...
Well, and you're the one... You know what? Just amounts we would never even think about catching.
Exactly.
You're the one that's making the mistake. You fix it.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but you're earning interest on our overpayments. Yeah.
You're doing this to thousands, hundreds of thousands, million people.
You're mean.
You're mean.
You're making interest on our overpayments.
We're not cashing crap.
I didn't see you guys pay me back the interest you made.
$350 right here. BJ, you're a saint. I know.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Girlfriend has $500. Oh. Man, look at this. All this money they're finding.
I know. It's because of you, Jesus.
Hey, look.
Or like I like to call you, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus here. Jesus Harris. Hey, look. In this report, it even says $2
billion. I know.
That's a lot for one state.
It is a lot for one state.
For Colorado, $2
billion? And remember, I think different states have different websites. So if you lived in other states, you can check the other states as well. Yeah. I forgot what the one in Illinois is called, but it's just look it up. It's called something. I forgot. But I always thought, oh, I should look at that one too. All right. Anyway. We got lots to get to. First of all, did you guys see? Maybe I'm talking about this because I just recently, my friend Jacqueline, he sent me a old audio tape of when Sharon Osbourne came into the studio, and Sharon Osbourne told the funniest story. She said, because I asked her how she met Ozzy or whatever, and they met somewhere, and her dad, Sharon Osbourne's dad, was a huge music manager, huge. So I asked her, I said, do you think that's why he hooked up with you is because he wanted your dad as a manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, what he thought is that I was like basically a billionaire because we had in England, we had one of the biggest estates there. She said our home was huge. She said I had any car to choose from. We had like 200 different cars to drive. And Ozzy was overwhelmed like, Sharon, you're rich. And so she said he was so excited because he was struggling and, you know, just to even make enough money to eat.
You stole my line.
What?
Sharon! Hey, you're rich! I love you!
My apologies.
You know so, I do the best, Ozzy.
I know. I'm so
can't
sorry.
Can't believe you do that to me. I'm sitting right here.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so she said the real reason Ozzy hooked up with her is because he thought, okay, I don't have to worry about struggling. Her dad's a manager. I can get him as a manager. And look how much money she has, and she's loaded. Well, come to find out, her dad had not paid the mortgage for 2 years. It was getting repoed. The whole estate was getting repoed. All the cars were getting taken. And then later on in life, Sharon's dad ended up embezzling from Ozzy himself.
I did know that. He turned out to be a real crook.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she calls him that, a crook.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He turned out to be a real crook.
So, don't always believe what you see, that facade of like these people with their big mansions and stuff, especially if you watch Real Housewives, you see it all getting taken away. These people just live in lies. Anyway, why I bring it up is Jack Osbourne, I don't know. He got a little emotional. Well, I mean, it's so emotional, the whole thing with it, with his mom, Sharon, and Kelly. I guess Trump actually called Sharon to give condolences after Ozzy's passing. Here it is, number 2.
Should we play the voicemail?
Yeah.
Not saying who it's from. Everyone will know.
Hi, Sharon. It's Donald Trump, and I just wanted to wish you the best and the family. Ozzy was amazing. He was an amazing guy. I met him a few times, and I want to tell you, he was unique in every way and talented. So I just wanted to wish you the best, and it's a tough thing. I know how close you were, and whatever I can do, take care of yourself. Say hello to the family. Thanks, bye.
Love him or hate him, he didn't have to call and leave a voicemail.
When it comes to politics, we know nobody comes out a winner. All I know is a man that I know, I worked with for a month, and for him to take his time to do that for us, thank you, thank you, thank you.
They were grateful.
And I just love that they're taking us through all of their grief. I don't know why I need to see it. It's just because I feel like the kids are really standing behind Sharon. You know, she, even in that like podcast that I have, she back then was talking about he's her man. I mean, like, that's her life. That's all she knows. So I love that the kids are standing by her side and propping her up.
She put up with a lot with Ozzy.
Oh, my God. He tried to kill her.
He tried to kill her, other women. I mean, she put up with a lot.
Even in the last, like, 10 years, there was another woman. Yeah. It was ridiculous. Yeah, but she says, she talked about it, I think it was on Oprah or something, where she said she was walking down the stairs, and she just saw that he something weird in his eyes, and he was on drugs. And then the next thing she knew, she was being strangled. And he was trying to kill her.
Wow.
No, and he doesn't even remember.
Do they just have a podcast? Does Jack have a podcast?
I think so.
The family does. Yeah.
The family's doing a podcast now?
Yeah. You'll be happy to know that Russell Wilson made $350 million in his career playing football, but now he's... This
you know what
guy
it tells
is
me?
So cocky.
No. Listen. Sierra has spent it all.
Oh.
He's down to pennies, man.
Oh.
That's why he's doing this cameo thing.
Okay.
His wife has spent all the money. Sierra, she tried all those stores.
I was going to say.
In the airports.
How much do you think that rent was a month in the airport?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
How many dresses do you have to sell?
$150,000, maybe?
It's crazy.
A month?
Yeah. I mean, how much do you have to sell to make that? Anyway, here's the thing. So, Russell Wilson, so odd. He got benched, right? New York benched him. So he came out and he said that all of us, have apparently been asking him for scriptures and words of wisdom, you know, from the guy that's benched.
Inspiration.
Yeah. He's charging $333 to hear God's word. That sounds like you are not a man of God.
Well, Joel Osteen does it. Why can't Russell Wilson?
But that's voluntary. I can watch Joel for free.
Well, he'd like for you not to. He'd rather you pay him. He's got a pretty high rent, too,
right,
I think.
Right, but I mean, I can see him on Sunday mornings for free.
Yeah.
If I want to hear what Russell has to say about the Word of God, I have to pay $333. And by the way, listen to the part where he says, we've all been asking for it.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here. I'm super, super excited about doing something I've been wanting to do for years that you guys have been asking for. Inspirational videos about faith, life, sports. Anything you guys need, come your way. Unlimited videos on Cameo. Let's go.
$333. Who do you think you are?
Well, I wonder if anybody's paid for it yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I don't know.
That is just crazy. Here's the Snoop Dogg voicemail. I love this. This is adorable. I guess it's like voicemail day today. But anyway, so... this is adorable because the Kardashians invited Snoop Dogg to Chris Kardashian's 70th birthday party, and he wanted to know if it was okay if he smoked. Here it is.
Got a text from Snoop.
Question, is it okay if I smoke at the party? And I have a gift for mom. I want to make sure she gets it. So let me know if I'm okay to smoke at the party. I don't want to be disrespectful. But I don't drink too much. I like to smoke. So just let me know if it's cool.
What a sweet person to ask. Of course he can smoke.
Isn't that sweet? He doesn't like to drink too much, but he likes to smoke.
I bet he had to go outside.
Why, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not the Bezos house.
Yeah, I started to say, wouldn't you call Jeff Bezos instead? Say, can I smoke in your house, pal?
You know he was not allowed to smoke inside.
No.
But I'm guessing if it's the Bezos compound, what was it worth, $120
million? $165.
Okay, $160. My guess, there's a smoking room.
Yeah.
There's a cigar room for sure, with the vents and all the stuff. Yeah. All right, anyway, there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tablet track.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
No, I didn't learn the dance.
I've been trying to tell you. I got the dance, but I need you to do the dance with me.
I always forget when I leave here to look up the dance. I'll try today.
It's the Ophelia dance.
Oh, this is Teddy Swims, by the way.
Alice in Winterland.
Going to be a part of the big show.
Yep. It's the Jamie birthday bonanza.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't call it that, and they won't. But
December 6th, Jamie's birthday. Alice in Winterland. It all comes together. All right, we got a code word for you. That's going to happen at 8 o'clock this morning, so that's about 14 minutes away. Stand by for that. Hey, it's Red Cup Day over at Starbucks, okay? And I'd like to know how it's going. I'd like to know if you drove through one this morning or if you're at one right now. Maybe you can text us or let us know. If the line's out the door, they say it's the busiest day of the year for the Starbucks people.
Yeah, and then I hear they're striking, and I'm just guessing. I feel like Starbucks, sorry, you guys, but I feel like y'all strike a lot.
Yeah, they're angry people, some of those people.
Doesn't seem like they're always on strike.
It's baristas in general.
Yeah, what's going on?
These coffee makers, man. They get very upset.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're striking today across the country on Red Cup Day. I do have to hand it to them. If you want to stick at Starbucks, this is the way to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
You pick the busiest day of the year and you say, I'm not going to do this. No red cup because you suck. You know?
That was your chant. What was it again?
No, I have another chant.
Oh, okay.
I got it over here. Hang on a second. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Starbucks sucks. No red cup. Starbucks sucks. No. But I'd like to know really busy at Starbucks this morning.
My guess is it is. It's the red cup day, right?
303-222. 5423 is the text line.
BJ and Jamie.
Today.
I'm not even talking to you.
Is an amazing day across America. We're the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey app. That app, it's killer, man. But here's what's really killer, okay? Red Cup Day at Starbucks.
First of all.
The world is celebrating.
We're talking off there.
I have wax in my ears.
At least as a lucky girl.
I can't get it out.
I said, now that I'm in my tea era, I don't have to go to Starbucks anymore and pay for their tea because I have now my own tea system going. And he's like, you bought tea at Starbucks before? Carson, did I not give him my only order I've ever had?
And she used to bring it in all the time. She used to save it by the day. She'd buy two every day and then
save it.
Yeah.
I've never bought coffee there. Trenta black iced tea, no sugar, with plain bagel and cream cheese, toasted. And I gave you my whole order, and then an hour later, you're like, have you ever bought tea there? I've never bought tea there. I told you my whole order.
Oh, this is what I deal with.
No, this is what I deal with.
Every day.
Lisa, you're a lucky girl. Does he even hear you? Does he ever hear you? Anyway, back to Red
Cup.
So
I ask about the cup, the red cup. What is the red cup anyway? Is it ceramic?
No, it's plastic. It's reusable.
Well, what the hell is that worth?
That's what I was getting ready to say before you cut me off earlier.
Oh, what were you going
to
say?
Yeah, I was going to say before you went to commercials and I was trying to like that.
Yeah, I heard you throw up over there.
I don't get you people that will stand in line and wait for this plastic cup. Will you explain to me, you? That's the end of my sentence.
Oh, is it a collector's item? Is it something that can be resold down the road?
No.
Is it something that gains a value over time? Is it?
I mean, because I'm looking at these texts and people are like, oh my God, there's a long line in Greeley. Greeley? You people are too like rough and tough. Like you guys are like, you know, worldly and like don't stand in line for a plastic cup.
You shouldn't even have a Starbucks in Greeley. You know, you need like Cowboy Leroy coffee or something.
I mean, right?
You don't want a Starbucks.
You guys are like the salt of the earth, right? Yeah. The grain of America.
Cowboys.
Right?
Cowgirls.
Somebody said, oh my God, I'm in Arvada. The line is so long. What? Why? Why?
It's a big deal, man.
Please explain to me.
You have to admit, though, it's brilliant by Starbucks.
Okay, this is my favorite text. Hold on, I have to find it.
Where?
This is the funniest one. Oh my God, you guys, my wife woke me up at 6 a.m. to get her one of those stupid blanking cups to go and put it in the cabinet to die where all the other ones are.
I know, right? Like, do you guys throw these out every year?
The Starbucks cup cemetery.
Right? And he says they just go in the cupboard to die.
Yeah.
Right? So there's just stacks
of them.
It's
like water bottles. Yep, we have so many of them.
Exactly like that.
I'm with you. But you got to admit, it's brilliant.
Right. So, but I want somebody to explain me who you are. What makes you go like, yeah, I'm going to go and stand in this line for a plat. I just want to know. I mean, is it just like the thrill of like getting it? Is it because you really do love that cup? What is it?
Can you, I think, is it not a cup that you can take back for refills?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But you get a discount, don't you?
But it's only 10 cents. But you do get a 10-cent discount.
Wait, 10 cents?
Yes.
Wait a minute. For a coffee that costs $28, you get a 10-cent discount?
Yes.
Wait, it's only 10 cents?
If you bring, I think it, when they first started, I think it was like.
No, it's got to be more than that.
No, it's 10 cents.
It can't be 10
yes,
cents, Carson.
Yes, it is 10
There's
cents.
There's no way it's 10
There's
cents.
There's no way it's a dime, dude.
No. You're making it up.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I do.
I thought when they started this promotion, you brought it back.
10 cents.
Oh, my God. He's right. I'm reading it with him. It says 10 cents.
I told you.
Well, plus it says Starbucks rewards members earn double stars.
What's happening?
Yeah, but how many stars do you have before you get something free?
You're asking.
When they first put this cup out there, didn't you get refills for like free?
I think so.
Wasn't that part of the hook that started all this? I don't know, but the lines are long. I mean, we've got hundreds of texts in here. And people are in line. People are saying they're long. They're super busy this morning. Starbucks, man, I'm telling you, it's brilliant.
I feel like it's just part of the thrill.
I guess.
You know, maybe it's like that.
Yeah, and maybe, Jamie, it's one of those things that kind of like what you said about Carson lighting the tree down at Castle Rock,
Outlet Malls, yeah.
Yeah, coming up this weekend, like officially you can light up your lights.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Maybe it's a swing through Starbucks.
It's part of the tradition.
It's the kickoff of my holiday season.
And maybe.
My holiday coffee.
It's like people going to work and they get like a big, you know, big tray of them for everybody at work, and it's like you said, the kickoff of the holidays.
Yeah.
The holidays
are here now. Because the red cup is here.
Okay, I get that part.
All right.
All right, yeah. All right, there we go. All right.
Let's go. Let's go to Starbucks.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, the big birthday bash. Jamie White's birthday.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Wait, Jamie White's birthday.
Why you turn that off?
I didn't mean to.
My God.
I didn't. Well, I didn't turn it on. Well, that was the problem.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, anyway, yeah, here's the deal. I mean, they won't, like, change the name, but that's okay. I'm not mad. Apparently, they need to go with the word that they've always called it every year, which is Alice in Winterland. It's Saturday, December the 6th at Belco Theater. Teddy Swims, This Guy, Neon Trees, American Authors. You can get your tickets at alice1059.com, or you can win a pair. And here's the deal. Text this word, hot tub. Hot tub. You know how to spell that. Text that right now to 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
Got an idea.
Okay.
We could compromise on this party thing. Okay. We could call it Jamie in Winterland.
Yeah.
Use half theirs and half.
Yeah.
Jamie in Winterland.
Kind of loses like the birthday bash kind of.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it doesn't reek of birthday. It really, yeah. All right. Well, good luck.
That's a bad
good
idea. Luck.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, look, the red cup is big at Starbucks, but let me give you something bigger. How about the BJ and Jamie tote bag drop?
Whoa! Woo! That's coming near you tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
If you're around DU.
7:30.
Yeah.
Is that King Supers over there on Colorado Boulevard?
Yep, I've been there.
Right next to that DU, man. All right, we'll be there at 7:30 tomorrow morning at that King Supers in the parking lot. Bags, bags, bags.
Free. Tons. Free.
I got a good rumor for you.
Oh, I love.
I just saw this.
Wait, hold on. Now, you are the man of gossip?
I cannot confirm, but it's a good one.
Okay, what is it?
I just saw it on my feed. Taylor coming to Denver on Sunday.
What?
Chiefs.
Oh, wait. Ooh, did you just suck up a booger?
Sorry, that was one of those, like, I know it all.
No, I understand you were trying to do it for effect, but that sounded a little chunky.
I didn't mean for it to sound that way. I'm sorry about that.
Okay,
one.
So start all over. Start all over. Now, what?
The rumor is floating around that this game is so big.
How big is it?
Will you stop for a second? If you want me to build this up, you cannot just be, you know, an echo in the background.
Sorry.
This Sunday, right here, Broncos Chiefs, so big that Taylor herself will be here in one of the press boxes this Sunday.
Oh my God, I gotta get tickets.
You could get a glimpse of the Queen.
Oh my God, I've never seen her in concert. I would just die if I saw her.
Go, Trevi. You'll
I would
see
just
it live.
Die if I got to see her.
Go, Trevi.
Oh my God.
Carson, are you seeing it
now,
too?
She doesn't usually go to away games, though.
I know, but this is a huge.
It's so close.
Huge game.
Oh, and it's a huge game. Huge
it is
game.
A big game.
It is a big game. Huge game.
We're 8-2, aren't we?
We're a lot.
Remember, if you remember, just a couple of weeks ago, what was it? The audio we played, Travis Kelce said, all I'm focused on right now is beating the snot out of the Broncos.
He did say that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was on the New Heights podcast.
So you don't think he and Taylor have talked about this? Like, honey, sweet dreams. Listen,
I don't think he calls her sweet dreams. Unless she's going to bed.
Sugar Tees. Hey, Sugar Tee, listen to me.
Sugar Tees because her name is Taylor. Oh, my God.
Sugar Tees. No, I was talking about her boobs.
Oh.
Sugar Tees.
I thought it was just Sugar Tee. No. Okay.
We're going to Denver, and we're going to go in there and kick their ass.
Okay, let me tell you something right now. I've got to go to the game. What should I wear?
You think it's true?
I mean, the ticket prices definitely make it seem like it is because, like, $300 to sit way up high.
All the way at the very tip.
The rumor just started, though. It wouldn't affect ticket prices.
Why?
I mean, we got to see where the ticket prices are today. No, but the rumor just started, Carson. I'm saying it wouldn't have impacted the tickets yet. Nobody knows.
Well, they're already so expensive.
Yeah.
So now they're going to double that, is what I'm saying.
So it'll be $600.
Now that the word's out.
Oh, my God, you guys, I so want to go to the game. What should I wear?
What do you think? I mean, it's a strong possibility. This is a huge game.
I think it is.
Oh, my God, you guys, I so want to go to the game. What should I wear?
You're driving me crazy. I got to laugh, but you're driving me crazy. Because, you know, you're saying exactly and acting exactly the way some people are.
Some Swifties. 100%.
It's actually happening out there. You know, there are people that will look for tickets to get a glimpse of her.
You're going
to
get a lot of bedazzled cowboy boots.
The rumor is floating. She doesn't go. Now, if you remember, she did go to New York for one of the games because it's New York City, right? So she went to that one. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for tickets?
I am looking at tickets.
Right, listen.
Sorry.
Listen, Denver makes a lot of sense. It does. They live in Kansas City, okay?
It's just in a private jet. It's like literally 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's like me driving from here home, you know? It's no big deal. Not only that, I think it's the magnitude of this game.
And especially when you consider that Travis was like, oh my God, I gotta only focus on winning.
The Chiefs are focused on beating our Broncos.
And she's like, I got you. Okay, yeah, I got
you. I'll support you. Yes. I'm there for you.
That's right.
Yeah, let me put on this short skirt. I'll be right there with you.
I wonder what she's gonna wear.
Don't know what the weather's gonna be.
Can you buy box seats?
Are we annoying?
No, we're not. We're like I feel like we're like a Saturday Night Live skit. Audio wise though. But I'm doing the whole face and everything. And you guys can't see me.
All right. Look.
It's funnier if you see my face in the whole thing.
By the way, this rumor, I mean, I'm seeing it for the first time. I've seen it nowhere. Okay.
You're hearing it here first. Can you buy box seats?
No, I think at this point you have to know somebody that's already got the box. I don't think you can buy a ticket
in a box seat.
I don't think you could buy one. Well, unless somebody's selling a box seat ticket, but I doubt it.
Because one time I did buy
a You could.
On the street.
Like I had six to a box seat, I could go online and sell
them.
Because
here's my thought. I need a box seat, right? Because she's going to be on the box level.
Yeah, but where?
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, I'll just roam. I'll just keep doing circles.
Oh, that's right. You just go out and do the knock on doors.
Yeah, a lot of times they keep the doors open.
Right, right.
And so you can see in. And then people go out just to get out of that box for a minute. They go out just to get some air. So I could just keep circling. Just circle.
If you knew what her smell is, you could like a hound out there in the hallway looking for her. I'm getting close. I smell Taylor.
If she might have a scent. Her smell.
She might have a scent, Jamie. I don't know.
Everybody has a scent. That's why they have scent dogs.
Yeah.
Well, she smells like
we
chicken.
We need to know her scent. Are there any Taylor fans out there that knows what Taylor smells like?
Yeah, she has perfume. I bet it's one of those.
All right, let's do that. You need to sniff some of her perfume,
right?
Then hit the trail like a dog. Like a retriever.
You guys, we got to go.
Like a bloodhound.
Okay, let's go find
Tay-Tay. We got to go. So Tay-Tay's going to be there. We cannot stay away.
All right, so question. Oh, my God. Since I'm going to go to the game.
Yes.
And I don't know what I'm going to wear.
What?
Should I dress as Chiefs so I have a better shot of talking to her?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. And then you can rip that off after you talk to her and say, gotcha.
You're so dumb.
You know, like rip it off
and have a Broncos jersey.
Oh, you know what though? Remember, Crocs sent us those Chiefs Crocs.
Oh, that's right.
They sent us the Chiefs.
Oh, throw those on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Walk around in short shorts and Chiefs Crocs.
Yeah.
Be like, Tay-Tay, look at these.
Yeah, Jesus.
I wonder if Crocs sent her a pair.
100%.
You think she'd?
I hope not. They're Colorado.
I know they're Colorado, but
yeah, this is not a good week to be sending out those Chiefs shoes to Tay-Tay. All right, well there you go. That's the rumor.
Thank you for the rumor.
I'm floating.
So excited.
It's floating around.
We gotta go.
Yeah, Taylor Swift Sunday's game right here in Denver.
So exciting.
Crazy, isn't it? What a moment. What a moment in life.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, you can feel it. It's a buzz in this town.
Man. We gotta do some stuff. We need some planning. We need some planning for Tay-Tay.
Oh, for Tay-Tay coming to town. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I want Sky Riders. I want welcome Tay-Tay in the air. Love BJ and Jamie.
Again, the rumor is Taylor Swift will be here for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Broncos.
So we're going to get an airplane and skywrite that.
Yeah, we got to have that. Let's see. What else do we need
for
her?
We need to clean up some of the vagrants.
Yeah, we got to get some of these homeless people off the street just for the game, for her visit.
Right.
So we look good. Right. We want to look
good.
Let's
move them to, like, say, Vail. For the weekend?
I don't really care. Vail
has the warm streets.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. So let's bust that up there. Also, we should take her to Casa Bonita.
I'll bet
she's never been.
And then, okay, bigger plan. Okay, then what happens is we kidnap the gorilla, right?
Yeah.
And then we take his outfit, and then Carson gets in his outfit, and then he goes up to the table. Hey, Tay-Tay.
Carson, can you do me a favor? Can you go online and make a reservation for six, the three of us, right, and then they might bring somebody for Taylor Swift at Casa Bonita?
Oh, John, I'm a gold member.
I want you to go put it under
her
name.
That's right. He's a gold member.
I'm the OG.
Put it under her name.
Say you're the personal assistant.
Okay.
Online. Yeah. Say party of six, Saturday night before the game.
Right.
Saturday night, Taylor Swift at a party of six.
Hi, and then you just say hi.
And just leave it at that.
This is Taylor Swift's personal assistant.
And they're going to freak out.
Dude, the most embarrassing thing happened one time.
That would be funny.
When I pretended. So we were going to Bahamar, right? And I wanted an upgrade. And so one of the things you can do is you act like you have a personal assistant, right?
Yeah.
Because people are really impressed with you having a personal assistant, right? And so I say to them, and because of my email or whatever, they know like that I'm in radio, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. So sometimes they want to impress you because they think that you're going to talk about them on the show, right? So I write down that my personal assistant's number is Ralphie, and I put down his phone number. Okay. So while we're waiting for the presidential suite and all this stuff, the lady goes, okay, so if you need anything, should I talk to you or should I talk to your personal assistant? And I go, you can just go through my personal assistant. And she goes, all right, is the number 310 blank, 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 blank? And my kid goes, hey, that's my number.
He ratted you out. Ralphie. That was a good scam, though.
I was like, what? That's great. Why would you do that?
Son. Well, you should have let him in on it.
I know. I wasn't thinking anybody would ask him.
Just put mom on blast.
That's great. Carson, there a way to go in there and put Taylor Swift table of six?
Yeah, there is.
I think so, yeah.
Somebody might latch on to that and take off.
Yeah, I know. You might lose your gold card status.
I know, but he was my membership.
Oh, screw you. you don't need that gold status. You can get into that place. You don't need that. But if we put down Taylor Swift for the table of six, some employee over there who has no idea that we're doing this will latch on to that and release it to some people.
Okay,
before you know it, it's trending.
What I need to do is apply to the Ritz-Carlton and the Four Seasons as like a bellman to both places. Because she's going to stay at one or the other.
Yeah. Where?
The Four Seasons or the Ritz.
I bet they're nice. Yeah. I've never been to one. I bet they're really nice. Aren't they nice?
They're pretty nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, anyway. So we'll apply there, see if we can get a job as a bellman.
I like the Hampton Inn, but I'll bet those others are nice.
Yeah, I don't know if Taylor's going to stay at the Hampton Inn. No. Although they do have that amazing breakfast.
They sure do.
You have to make it yourself.
Well, you
got to
make
your
own waffles.
Yeah.
It sucks, but hey.
But I like that toast machine. It goes at the top of the conveyor belt and then, bing, shoots out the bottom.
Carson, are we at table of six for Tay-Tay? Don't use Tay-Tay. Use Taylor Swift, table of six.
Yeah.
Got it?
I got bad news for you. They're all booked up.
Oh, no.
Saturday. The closest one I get is November 18th.
Oh, no. Well, that's ruined.
Well, that just sucks big time.
Sorry.
Really
I really wanted to do it.
Took all the fun out of it.
Let's try Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, let's try something else. Let's think about this
for a minute. Everybody loves Cheesecake Factory.
Where would she go if Taylor Swift is here and she's going out with the crew for, maybe bringing in that Bella Hadid girl or somebody like
Ocean
that.
Ocean Prime.
That Gomez girl.
Garden Grace.
Yeah.
Garden Grace.
Yeah. Garden Grace. Better. Yeah. Where should we make a reservation?
Maybe she's staying at the Brown Palace. Oh, no. Oh,
but that's nice, too. Brown Palace.
Is that
a hotel? But it's nice. I'll bet it's nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice. You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so excited. We're just going to turn it up. Turnt. We're going to get turnt.
What do you mean?
For the game. For Tay-Tay.
Oh, yeah. The game has taken on a whole new energy, folks.
Right?
Knowing that Taylor Swift is going to be in town for the Chiefs, she's got to come here with her bow, you know.
Yeah.
And for her to be here for the Broncos Chiefs, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I'm telling you what, Broncos better win.
Because, yes.
This is going to be embarrassing. She's going to make her big fanfare. She's going to be here with her boyfriend. And then if we lose, it's like Taylor and her boyfriend win.
Yeah. They'll rub it in.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. She'll twerk on the field.
She'll probably make a song about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Broncos Blow.
Hey, can you, Carson, will you make a song with Taylor Swift on that Sora? And like kind of in her voice.
Saying the Broncos Blow.
Not your voice, but like kind of in the Taylor Swift. But you just put in there Taylor Swift kind of voice, you know.
We'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have a person here at the Radio Ranch that makes those, is it Sora? Sora?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
And they just get worse and worse.
They're not good?
Well, yesterday he tried to zip line through our entire radio station. It was horrible.
He what? No, whoa. He did what?
The AI created him ziplining through our entire radio station. It looked not even close
to it. Get out of here.
I'll show you why I do tablet trash.
Does he have a job?
Yes, he does.
He works here. You're saying.
Yes, he does.
And he's got time for all that.
Listen, he's like a little kid. My son every night sends me a different one telling me good night. You've heard him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard him, right?
Yeah, but he's a kid at college.
Yeah, he is.
So the guy's a grown man.
He is. Yep.
With bills to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what my...
This Taylor thing is bad. I mean, big. It's bad, too. It's bad, but it's big.
It's
bad because it gives them extra juice, you know? Them being the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Here's what my son sent.
It's getting late, and I know you both have a big day tomorrow. Good night, Jamie. Good night, Chad. Sleep well.
Was that Alec Baldwin?
No, it was, what's the guy that's a creep? Bernstein or what's it? No, he's being Epstein.
Oh, Epstein?
It's
really?
Epstein.
It's kind of sound like Alec Baldwin.
No, it's Epstein. It's
wow.
I'm like, son, why are you sending Dad and I sweet dreams from Epstein?
That's creepy.
They have creep sections?
I guess so.
That you can choose from? Yeah, let me pick a good creep.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, thanks, son. Yeah, he sent me an Epstein video of him saying goodnight to his dad and I. That is so sweet. All right, anyway. Bo Nix, speaking of the Broncos, did you guys see Bo Nix's press conference? I think it was yesterday. I felt kind of bad for him. He said,
What happened?
Well, he kind of basically said, and I'll just paraphrase. He said, basically, no matter what he does, y'all are mad at him. You guys just, it's never enough. And even if he gets a win, you guys still kind of slam him. And so he said he basically erased all social media. He's not on social media because he doesn't want to hear the noise. He's just trying to do the man the best he can. You
right.
know what I mean? Trying to do like the best he can.
I get you. But he has sucked lately.
No, but he's not.
You know what I mean?
But he's winning.
Well, Jamie, if you want the noise to go away, play better.
Yeah. And you're in Broncos country. Welcome. Because we run off quarterbacks. If you don't play good, see you later.
But Carson, if he were playing well, there wouldn't be any problems.
Both of you.
No,
he's not playing well.
But he's not playing well. You're right.
No, but
No matter where you are, Green Bay, New York, if you're not playing well,
he is right
the fans
about
are paying money
but,
for that.
But Carson's right about we are Bronco. I mean, we are quarterback people. He's right. We compare
everyone to John Elway, and before and after John Elway, then Peyton Manning was the standard.
I mean, that's look how standard. Good
got,
Tim Tebow was.
I got
was.
What you're saying.
Look how good Tim Tebow was, and we tore that man apart. People were Tebowing, and we still tore him apart. My God. Poor Bo Nix. You know, we stand by the quarterbacks and their abilities. I'm with you, Carson.
Bo, you don't step up, man. We're going to run you right out of town.
No, Carson's saying he deserves it.
I know. I get it.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Because he's not playing well.
He sucks.
Yeah.
This is so mean, you guys. Like, all we do is just tear down the quarterbacks. And look what we did to Russell Wilson. By the way, Russell Wilson, speaking of which, they benched him also in New York.
Yeah.
He is not happy. But good news, you guys. He'll give you a spiritual, and I'm with you.
He's been double benched.
Oh.
So he got benched weeks ago. And this other guy came in. Well, the other guy came in and did pretty good. His last name was like Dart.
Dart comes in,
he plays pretty good. No, I'm just giving you the background on this. And Dart did, well, Dart got hurt last week. He got hurt. So who did they go to? Russell Wilson. And guess what? Russell sucked.
He's been benched again
for another guy. Not good.
Double benched.
It's hilarious.
He got double benched.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm with you on one of your theories, which is that, what's her name? Has
Sierra.
Flown through their money. He's made $350 million playing football. And there is only one reason, friends, that you spend $333 for him to give you some kind of quote from the Bible.
Yeah, he's out of money.
He's out of money.
He's going to do like guest appearances at Chuck E. Cheese and stuff.
So here's Russell Wilson, number one. Here's Russell Wilson, number one.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here. I'm super, super excited about doing something I've wanted to do for years.
He's not excited.
You guys have been asking for inspirational videos about faith, life, sports.
Be broke.
Anything you guys need, come your way. Unlimited videos. On Cameo. Let's go.
He needs the money.
He does need the money. $333 to give me like 15 seconds of some kind of like scripture from the Bible. You are not a man of the Lord if you're doing that and trying to sell me your, you know, scripture for $333. Half of 666, which is weird.
I agree with her. Russell.
By the way, somebody says, why does Ralphie call you by your first name when he says goodnight to you? Why doesn't he call you mom? Because that's part of the funny, like it's part, he calls me mom, but that's, it's kind of funnier if he says, because it was coming from Epstein.
Yeah.
It wasn't coming from my son. It was coming from, so if that guy Epstein called me mom, then that would be weird because I'm not Epstein's mom. That's, people are exhausted.
Oh my God.
Do you get it though?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, it makes sense.
I mean, right? It's like, hello. All right. Hilararia Baldwin. She opened up about the difference of age between Alec Baldwin. And I didn't know there was 26 years between those two. Holy Toledo. Here's what she had to say. Number four.
I don't believe that age is just a number, at least in our situation. Like, I think that there's certain things where I have to look at him and say he has 26 more years of experience. And sometimes that's a flex. And sometimes that means that we need to do a little therapy.
When is that a flex?
I feel like this is so contrived. They're just doing this just to have content for the crap they do.
I mean,
they really are.
I don't know when 26-year age gap is a flex.
Yeah, it's a weird flex.
It's weird. She's just weird anyway. All right.
Bless you.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Bless you.
Man. Let's see here. There's some other stuff. Oh, the penny is gone away. Did you guys see this? Did you see all the people at the Mint? They pushed the button for the very last penny.
Yep.
It's all over, friends. But don't you worry. If you have a buttload of pennies at your house, don't worry. It says the billions already in use will remain legal tender indefinitely. So you can still put a roll of pennies together, take them to the bank, and, you know, cash them out or whatever you want to do with them, right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Don't forget a big old tote bag drop BJ and Jamie tote bags. Yeah, we're going to have them in the parking lot of King Supers near DU over on Colorado Boulevard tomorrow morning at 7:30. Be ready.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. We're there live. We're also going to be a podcast on there later on after 10 o'clock this morning. You know, a few minutes ago, you were feeling bad for Bo Nix because he's having to take all this heat for not playing well, right?
He ended all his social media.
Oh, poor Bo. Poor Bo. Well, I feel bad for this lady. She got her dog stolen.
Oh, geez. That's way different.
Out of her car.
Well, maybe it's not stolen. Maybe somebody took it because, like, one time somebody took my cat because they thought that it wasn't right that my cat was walking around on the beach by itself. So they took him to protect him. Oh. So maybe because it's been so warm, maybe somebody took it out of the car to protect the dog.
Well, let's listen.
Okay.
Jordan says she briefly stepped into a strip mall clothing store Thursday. Her dog, Moose, inside the vehicle. 9 minutes later, she walks back outside and the window had been broken.
I don't think they were saving the dog, Jamie.
The window was closed. The window was closed.
Yeah, but it was at night.
Let's keep listening. Good point.
Was it night?
For the heat.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It gets hot at night.
Are you sure it was night? Who goes shopping for clothes at night?
This lady and Moose.
At a strip mall.
Moose, a husky Pomeranian mix, gone. Surveillance video from an adjoining gas station.
He's got a point, though.
Question. How late does a clothing store stay open in a strip mall during a weeknight?
At South Colorado Boulevard and Florida, which shows a woman leading Moose up into another vehicle. She and Moose had spent time at a local park. She thinks maybe the alleged dog napper may have spotted Moose there and followed them.
In the dark? You go to a dog park in the dark?
That's a good point. Good point. Are you sure it's dark?
Yes.
Hmm. Huh. How do you know?
Because of the surveillance camera.
On a leash. The dog was on a leash?
No, so the surveillance camera that they pulled up that they watched where she watched her window get smashed and the dog get ripped out of there, it was at night.
Are you sure it wasn't just one of those black and white cameras and it was really during the day?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Let's finish.
Okay.
I have to think that maybe they're just so desperate for money to support their families or something.
Oh, she's sad.
Very upset. So I would be too.
So we haven't found our dog yet?
No.
Oh, this is sad.
But I just ask that he comes home. I don't care. I will pay triple what he's worth.
I'll be doggone.
Oh, well, let's find Moose. Can we find Moose?
Yeah, let's. Can we put out like a reward?
An APB?
Yeah, maybe we give like some BJ and Jimmy tote bags. You get a six pack. Listen, this lady is Moose.
Okay, this lady is crying about her dog. Can we be serious? Why don't you put up $100?
Yeah.
Well,
reward.
Yeah, a real reward.
Maybe $1,000.
Let me hear it again. Let me hear it.
I have to think that maybe they're just so desperate for money to support their families or something.
Probably.
But I just ask that he comes home. I don't care. I will pay triple what he's worth.
All right, I'll do $50. $50.
All right.
$50.
Okay, I'll add $50.
Okay. $100 from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show for you if you have any information.
No, if you return the dog. Any information?
Yeah, no.
It's hard to follow up.
Information.
Yeah, that gets tricky. Any information gets tricky.
No, you got a point.
Yeah, we got it. For the return of the animal.
Okay, so if you are the dog napper, okay,
and you're listening,
and you're hearing us right now, we will give you $100 cold cash.
And listen to me. Okay, so you can either have $100 or you can go to hell.
Yeah.
Which, how do you...
You're going to go there.
How do you want to live? You want to go to hell? Or do you want to do the right thing and still get $100 for doing the right thing?
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, because you know what? The devil's going to get you.
Yeah.
It's
called
karma.
Your day's coming. Judgment day, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So let's find Moose. All right.
I think this is going to work.
I feel like this is helping.
Moose, bring him home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring him up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a big old tote bag drop coming up tomorrow morning at 7:30. We're going to be at the King Supers near DU on Colorado Boulevard.
Correct. So at 7:30 tomorrow, we have how many bags?
250.
250 bags. So come out and grab yourself a bag.
Free?
Yep, it is free.
To show up.
Yep.
Carson, Tricky, Vicky, all in the parking lot.
Perfect.
Ready to go. All right. The other thing I want to mention here is this unclaimed property website.
Well, I feel like you're kind of doing this for you now. Yep.
What do you mean?
Well, we hit it yesterday. We did a good job. Yeah. We moved on. We hit it yesterday.
People cashed in.
They did cash in. And I mentioned to you off the air.
Yeah.
I said, my God, some of the Facebook posts are like thanking you, like you're Jesus.
You're welcome.
With the same kind of shoes, but you know,
I think they meant Jesus, but yeah.
But kind of a different look, but same shoes.
You're welcome.
And people are like, oh my God, BJ, you saved Christmas. I found all this money. So now I feel like you're hitting the website and telling people about it like 8,000 times this morning because you just like the accolades.
Really?
Yeah. I think
you think I am pushing this website
and
people putting money in the bank all just to glorify myself?
Yep.
I'm that kind of person?
Yep.
Oh, what an insult.
Because why else would we talk about the same thing 8 more times today? Unless you want to hear people go, oh my God, BJ, you're so great. Pet, pet, pet.
What are they saying?
they're saying you saved.
What are they saying?
You saved Christmas. Oh my God! I found $1,000. Oh my God! Thank you from the bottom of my family's heart. Oh my God! I'm crying right now. Oh my God! My daughter, you just changed everything. She can take dance lessons now because I found the money because of you, BJ.
You're Santa with flops.
Yes, Santa with flops was a good one.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Floppy Santa.
The website to go to, folks, if you'd like your Christmas saved from me, colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Now, let me tell you something. This is very important, and I'm being very serious. So it's Colorado dot, correct?
Yeah.
Colorado dot,
Find your unclaimed property.com.
Okay, so listen, there will be scam sites. If they ask you for money, if they ask you for anything crazy, do not give it to them. You can see that it's an official Colorado Unclaimed Property website. When you go to it, it has the office of the state treasurer, Dave Young, right on the front. If they ask you for any money from you, then you're on the wrong site.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because you know that's going to be an easy thing to duplicate.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, so.
And people are finding money. Chunks of money.
All right, Floppy Santa.
And saving their Christmas. Kids are happy. Presents under the tree, man. And you're welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie. We'll wrap it up next. Well, we gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go. We have people in the studio. We gotta go. Gotta go.
She didn't know we were on the air.
We were on the air. Bye.
I love you, Allison.
Bye.
Allison.
Yeah, bye. She's got an eye.
Don't. That's really... No. It's personal. Shh.
What?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Didn't go so well.
Nothing.
I didn't say who it was.
She had a bad manicure.
Oh, but yeah. She Botox.
Oh my God. This is personal.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Hey.
No,
hey,
it is. It's
bad. Ixnay
it's
on
like
the
when you're looking forward, she's actually looking over there, too.
Oh, no.
That's not how it went. She had a bad manicure, and she just doesn't like the color on her fingernails. That's what happened. Yeah. So you know how you go to your nail person, right?
Yeah.
And then you get a color and you're like, what was I thinking? But you don't want to tell them because they put all that work into it to put, you know, that color on your nails. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, that color's awful. That's what happened.
It's like, look at my nails. Why does my face hurt?
Okay. You know what? This is why you don't have any friends here. This is why you have no friends at the Radio Ranch. Because that was not to ever go on the air. That was just... Her fingernail color is wrong. That's the only thing that happens. It happens to all the girls across the planet. We look at those stupid nails that are already painted, right? And they give us all those... It's like a fan of nails, right? You have to pull out the fan of nails and you're like, I'll pick number A24. And then it gets on your fingers and you're like, ugh.
Is that the way it really works?
Yeah,
that you they have a fan?
It's a fan of fingers.
Oh, I need to go.
It's a fan of fingers.
I think it'd be fun picking out colors like that.
It's just fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that in the paint section at Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know, they have all those little cards.
Swatches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be nice but for these your fingernails.
Are all, these are all nails, fingernails that are just that you spread out like a fan. I guess you guys don't know some of those secrets,
too.
No.
Well, I wouldn't have known that with her. I didn't look at her fingernails. But nevertheless, that's all good. It's all good. All right, we got to go, folks.
I swear to God. You know what? I'm about ready.
Yeah, I was trying to look her in the eye.
I love Allison. Oh.
Hey, psst, over here. Over here. Yeah. All right, we got to go.
It's just a bad fingernail color.
Tote bag drop. Carson, you're going to be out tomorrow.
Sure am.
At 7:30. I mean, you're not going to be out of work, but you'll be out
in the parking
lot.
You might be out of work.
I'm not going to be out. Why would I be out?
Really?
I'm not getting any kind of treatment today. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I could get Botox and be out tomorrow. Is that what you mean? All right, we got to go.
You guys have
a great day today.
We got to go.
Enjoy your Thursday, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're so funny.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.